This is Kevin Swanson, and I plan to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel. Parent-directed driver training has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, continues to be on the front lines protecting parents' rights and freedoms for driver education and training. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years of age and receive his license by 16. HB 1235 in Colorado had no effect on National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, because this is a full formal driver education program. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. That's nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know that you heard it right here on Generations.
Welcome to Generations, friends. This is Kevin Swanson with you, Mike Sy, today, Executive Director for Christian Home Educators, also a pastor. But the reason I broadcast from my basement out here in Elbert County, Colorado, I'm a father of five. We homeschool our kids out here. And our worldview is diametrically opposed to the worldview that has established most of the institutions around you today. And let me give you a couple of examples. First of all, about 250 years ago, the most important philosopher of the modern age that wrote the book on how to educate a child through K-12 in the modern age, well, he had a child 250 years ago, and he took the child, put it on the steps of an orphanage in the dead of winter, and left it there. And he had five children. Jean-Jacques Rousseau had five children. And this great philosopher of the modern age had five kids, and he deposited them all on the steps of an orphanage. And somebody later came back to Jean-Jacques and said, "Hey, bud, do you have boys or girls?" He said, "Oh, forgot to check the gender. Boys, girls, I had five, I think, and, you know. Anyway, folks, that is pretty much the way that the modern age began, with the philosopher who wrote the book Emile, which effectively synopsized how we were going to educate children from K to 12 in modern schools. And that, my friends, is the direction that we headed. Now, Will and Ariel Durant summarized Rousseau's program, which was novel for the time. And here it was. Rousseau wanted an education program funded by the state, and the state would turn the education program over to an unmarried tutor, removing the child from the parents as early as possible. And that was the worldview of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. He said, hey, parents have no business raising children. You've got to get them out of the hands of parents as early as possible. And his favorite book, actually, within about three pages of the book, Emile, you'll find that Rousseau's favorite book on education was Plato's Republic. And Plato, of course, said that the reason for women and men to come together is for a temporary liaison, in which they will conceive, the woman conceives, and then once the child comes out of the womb, it moves off onto a conveyor belt into the hands of state officials, and they will raise the children. And no parent shall know his child, and no child shall know his parent. That, my friends, is the non-relational, non-family, non-covenantal view of raising children, according to the average statist humanist. Now, of course, Marx, in the 19th century, wrote the Communist Manifesto, the most important document of the modern age. And in that document, he says you've got to eliminate home education. Yeah, right smack in the middle of the thing, he says we've got to eliminate home education and, at the same time, abolish the family. Marx did not like the family. He did not like the family business. He did not like the family educating children. He did not like the family doing anything but maybe a temporary liaison in which a man and a woman conceive a child, and the child eventually moves off into the hands of the state, and the state raises the child. Now, that, my friends, is the direction the modern world has headed ever since the 19th century. And now we have very few children actually raised by parents anymore. They're raised by the state. That's the whole idea. Institutionalize the child as early as possible. And we've been fighting the compulsory attendance battles here in our state, and I'm sure just about every other state in America, for the last, 50, 60, 80, 100, 150 years. In fact, the last 2 years, we have fought the battle again to keep that compulsory attendance age from expanding. And yet we lost the battle here in the state, except for homeschoolers. We were able to carve out an exception for homeschoolers, but everybody else has seen the compulsory attendance age widen from 7 to 16 to 6 to 17 in our particular state. And, of course, they want it earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier, because the whole goal of the modern institutionalized system for children is to remove the child as early as possible from the hands of parents. Get that child out of the home. Get it out of the home. Get it into kindergarten. Get it into state-funded preschool. Get it into state-funded daycare. Just get it out of the hands of parents, because the modern state, of course, hates family relationships. And the end result? The end result of these worldviews? Well, the nuclear family has dropped below 50% as a percentage of American households for the very first time in American history last year. And the shack-up rate is out of control. Divorce rate is out of control. The number of kids born without fathers now at 37%, up from 6% in 1960. Yes, the agenda to abolish the family in America is coming to pass. This is the dream of the socialists. And on that note, I want to refer to the leading candidate for the president of the United States right now. She's ahead of John McCain by 7 percentage points. Hillary Clinton is behind this program 100%. I'm going back to her book, which was published in the mid-1990s, called It Takes a Village. And among Mrs. Clinton's major agenda items is adequate daycare facilities. She wants to adopt the French model of daycare. She says we need to, quote, imagine a country in which nearly all children between the ages of 3 and 5 attend preschool in sparkling classrooms with teachers recruited and trained as child care professionals. Dave, what does that sound like? That's just Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the man who abandoned 5 of his own children on the steps of an orphanage, warmed up for us one more time.
Of course, I think you should put in the qualifier all children that survive birth, because in Hillary's world, most children, many children, won't even make it to the birth canal.
Well, of course, Dave, the problem is, Dave, this dissolves the family. The family is incredibly irrelevant in the system. Well, that's the agenda, of course. But a lot of families say, why get married when you're just going to get divorced? Why get married when you're just going to hand off the little twerp to the state? Why go through the hassle of 9 months of pregnancy when you're just going to hand off the little rat child to the state?
How else are you going to become president?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, what a pain. That's exactly what's happening, of course, Dave. We've got birth implosions happening everywhere. This is what happens when people buy into Mrs. Clinton's little platonic state. We get all the birth implosions. And of course, the effectively the destruction of civilization. And that's what's happening in Europe and Asia, and will happen in America if we go the way of Hillary Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, what happens when a nation eventually dissolves? What happens when the family disintegrates, when the family realizes they're not relevant whatsoever? They don't want to get married. They don't want to have kids anymore, because they realize there's no function for the family. There's no reason to love children, because you're not supposed to love them. You're supposed to hand them off to the state professionals to process them through the state processing plants. What happens? Well, what happens is the family completely is eradicated, and the end result is nobody has kids anymore. Who wants to have kids? What a pain. Dave, this is what's happening, and I think the humanist state destroys itself. I mean, that's what Hillary is going to do. She's going to destroy the state, and we won't have a civilization anymore.
Well, for all her talk about loving children, she thinks that every child ought to be an only child. I mean, that's her program. Every child,
sure,
an only child, just
sure,
one Chelsea. And then you send them through the factory, like you said, and on the end they get the USDA-approved stamp. Some go the private way, some go the public way. But the big thing is they don't inconvenience you. They don't get away in your ambitions. You know, if you have to stay home and raise 4 or 5 children, you might not rise to levels of power. Senators and presidents, they don't want to be distracted with raising children.
Well, nobody does. Nobody does. Once they've been taught and told throughout their entire raising over 3 to 4 generations that the family is irrelevant, the family isn't important, family relationships are bunk, we want to get these kids out of the womb and onto the processing conveyor belts as soon as possible, people understand that, hey, there's no reason to go through 9 months of miserable pregnancy for this little rat child you're going to hand off to the state. And that's why you've got birth implosions happening in South Korea, Italy, you know, Russia, everywhere, and soon to in America as well. And Dave, I think what's going to have to happen is Hillary's going to have forced pregnancies. You could just tie the ladies down for 9 months so they won't abort the child. They don't have to do that if they're going to have any children at all to perpetuate the civilization. But I doubt they're going to do that.
No,
ultimately
they can import children.
Well, yeah,
they
I guess
can import
you do
them.
Too. Yeah.
The Chinese make everything cheaper.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe that's what they're going to want to do. Well, anyway, folks, the assumption of Hillary Clinton's book "It Takes a Village" is that the state does a better job raising children than parents. And I think, Dave, you've got parents everywhere that's already bought into that idea. So immediately, as soon as possible, they're going to shuffle them off to daycare professionals, kindergartens, and primary schools. They don't feel like they're qualified because they've been told year after year after year, you're not qualified, you're not qualified. It takes a professional. It takes a professional to raise these kids. Whatever you do, don't try this at home. And, of course, Dave, that's what the homeschooling movement has revolted against. I mean, this is probably one of the most radical revolutions against that way of thinking we have seen in the last 200 years, where you've got parents by the millions taking their kids out of public schools and saying, well, tough bananas, Hillary. We're going to do this at home ourselves.
Well, the people who are saying it takes a professional are generally the professionals. And then since they told the people who are parental age now that it took professionals, and the children believed it and they became adults, and now they believe that it takes professionals, and the professionals are still saying it takes professionals. Who's opposing? Who's opposing that it takes professionals? The states are saying you have to be licensed. There are some states that have floated an idea. It's not passed yet. Have floated the idea of a license for parenting. You actually have to go to some state test and prove that you're capable of parenting prior to a pregnancy.
And, Dave, you know that the state is now spending 3 to 4 times what it was spending in 1960 on the education of children, adjusted for inflation, and they're still doing a terrible, terrible job. We see the quality of education in America in almost total freefall right now. American school children are now performing somewhere around third-world countries in terms of how they function in high school math and science, et cetera.
But they feel good about themselves.
But they feel very good about themselves. That was John Stossel's program, Stupid in America, that came out 2 years ago. The fact of the matter is, Dave, professional don't do a better job, and when it really comes down to it, a lot of kids get abused in public schools. It just seems to me, I've seen story after story. I was on Fox News this morning. More kids abused, sexually abused in Florida, I think also in Arkansas, etc. I'm just getting sick of reading these stories from Fox News or WorldNet Daily, but kids are getting abused right and left. And you send them to these professionals, they will abuse them for you. It takes a professional to abuse a child, and to ruin education in a country. Remember, this country became the most influential, most prosperous nation on earth on the backs of homeschools and one-room schoolhouses up until about 1900, when we began to institutionalize everything big time. That's happened, of course, over the last 100 years or so. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just talking a little bit about Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village. Her assumption, of course, the village being the state, not the community, not the church, not the family, but the state. That's what she's saying. It takes the state. It takes a big Marxist socialist state to raise children, and that's her assumption. She also says in her books, other developed countries, including some of our fiercest competitors, are more committed to social stability than we have been, and they tailor their economic policies to maintain it. She makes a case for the German economic model, complete with an industrial policy in which there is a general consensus that government and business should play a role in evening out inequalities in the free market system. And Dave, what's that but just pure unadulterated Marxism?
You're going too fast there. First off, it takes a village with Hillary as queen. Okay, that's what she means. It takes a village with Hillary as queen. Secondly, other countries are more committed to social stability. But, you know, we still aren't going to let Hillary talk because she's the unstabilizing force here. We're still going to let her talk because we believe in freedom.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, just a few other things, folks. In her book, It Takes a Village, she does make a good point in the book. She makes the point that there are noisy anti-government people like us out there, but nobody really listens to them. And actually, she's right there. Americans really love big government. She actually talks about all the big government plans that came through Republicans and Democrats over the previous 10, 15 years. And she says, see, Americans love big government. We enthusiastically endorse just about every big government program that comes down the pike. And, Dave, I agree with that. She's right. She is right. Americans have been carefully indoctrinated in public schools to embrace total socialism. And anytime you get a new socialist approach to things, American people, by and large, will embrace them. They love big government because they have been trained to love big government in big government schools.
That's exactly right. Because they have been taught so carefully in the public schools to love the big government, they grow up and they still love the big government because public schools are successful. Public schools teach a Marxist worldview and they're successful at it. That's the one thing they do. If they had SAT scores on Marxism, the public schools would be ranking very high. Unfortunately, math and language skills are what's on the SAT.
All right. The agenda of Hillary Clinton, It Takes a Village, is to destroy the family, as it was for Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Plato, Marx, and all of those who went before Hillary Clinton. But before the family is totally destroyed and replaced by the state, Hillary is still bound and determined to imprison any family that homeschools or trains godly character in their children. Hillary has explicitly stated her enthusiastic support for the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child, and that is next on Generations. Want to talk about the upcoming persecution if Hillary has her way for those few families that still have it together. Be back in just a moment. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations.
With literacy rates falling and American schools approaching third world nation status in math and science, parents everywhere are concerned, and they're getting involved. That's why tens of thousands of families across the state of Colorado have turned to home education. For over 20 years, Christian Home Educators of Colorado has hosted an annual conference designed to encourage and inspire families anywhere along the path, from beginners to veteran homeschoolers. Throughout the year, they offer special introductory seminars, retreats, graduations, a news magazine, and a satellite school to aid in the required record keeping. CHECK also offers a bookstore complete with the best resources, tapes, and curriculum, all of which has been carefully chosen to equip and supplement your homeschool program. To learn more about CHECK, visit their website at chec.org.
We're back on Generations Today, my friends. Kevin Swanson with you, and looking at the 2008 elections coming up, presidential elections here in the United States. And who's ahead? Well, Hillary Clinton right now. We're still struggling to determine who's the most conservative of the three candidates. But, you know, a lot of people still think John McCain might be a little bit more conservative. But Hillary Clinton has explicitly endorsed the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child. And in fact, Hillary Clinton has declared war on any sort of parental rights in this country. And so people who support Hillary Clinton, folks, are bound and determined to imprison guys like me, homeschoolers, and a few other parents out there who give their children a godly raising. These are the target for Hillary Clinton. It's very explicit. She has endorsed the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child, and the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child does not permit godly parenting, okay? It's very, very clear. It's explicitly laid out in the convention that godly parenting, anybody who wants to raise their children with a strong biblical character, as determined by God's word, the Bible, will be imprisoned. They will be put in prison. They will be persecuted, okay? Much like people are being persecuted in places like Germany today. All right? We already have friends in Germany who homeschool, and they're being persecuted. Why? Because Germany has endorsed the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child. Okay, folks? Well, that's what Hillary Clinton wants to happen here. If there's any homeschooler listening to this program, Hillary Clinton wants to persecute you. If there's anybody who believes in the book of the Proverbs and wants to train their children according to God's word, Hillary Clinton wants you in prison, okay? Just get that straight. Make sure you understand that that's the goal of people like Hillary Clinton.
Kevin, you're being an alarmist, and yet the question remains, are you being alarmist enough? Because the UN Rights of the Child would not just persecute the homeschoolers, it would persecute a parent who would dare send their child to Sunday school, because they would be indoctrinating them in a single faith. They would be brainwashing them. No, this isn't just homeschoolers. This is all Christian education. This is anybody who would dare teach their child that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
All right. It was February 14th, 1995, when the Clinton administration announced that the United States would sign the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, send it to the U.S. Senate for ratification. Then First Lady Hillary Clinton described the convention as advancing a, quote, this is Hillary now, noble cause to promote the well-being and protect the basic rights of children throughout the world. That's Hillary Clinton, my friends, 1995. Here it is. She says that the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child is a noble cause to promote the well-being and protect the basic rights of children throughout the world. And here are some of the provisions for the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child. Article 7 One, that every child shall be registered by the government immediately after birth. That every child shall receive the highest attainable level of health care services. That no child is subjected to corporal punishment. There it is, Article 28.2.
Now, wait a minute. Every child has to be registered. Do they get, like, little child tags and a collar?
They're processed, Dave. This is Plato.
Do they get a barcode?
They're processed. Yeah, they get the barcode. They get processed through the system. And the state knows best, and the state will control the raising of these children.
Okay, so they tattoo the barcode on them, and then every child gets the best available health care. Isn't that one doctor who's the best? Isn't he going to be overworked?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a fake deal. That's a fake deal. And in the end, the whole thing will be watered down, and even the medical system will be ruined. But anyway, here, Dave, focus on this one. And no child is subjected to corporal punishment. Article 28.2 states that all schools must prohibit the use of corporal punishment. Article 19.1 and Article 37A, it not only prohibits school authorities from administering corporal punishment, it also applies to parents, legal guardians, or any other person who has care of the child. There is very, very
so
clear.
What are you allowed to do? Just look at them with kind of wrinkle your brow and
I don't know if you can do that, Dave, but if you use any kind of corporal punishment, you will go to jail. That's the goal of Hillary Clinton, folks. That's what she's after. That's what she wants. She does not want any form of parenting, biblical parenting, where parents will bring their children up with the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Moreover, children are guaranteed the freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This will give children the right to object to their parents' religious training and participate in religious services of other cults. Under the UN Treaty, the United States will be required to ensure that children are vested with the freedom of expression. This essentially gives children the right to listen to rock music, watch television, and have access to pornography. Okay? So you can't prevent your child from getting into pornography or watching television. If they want it, they can have it. And that's required by the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child, which, by the way, becomes binding law if we sign this treaty and then it's ratified through the U.S. Senate.
So if your child wants to come home and maybe in some satanic cult sacrifice a goat, maybe a virgin or two, you couldn't stop them.
I don't think so. Public education for the first time would be a right to all children of the United States under the UN Convention. Parents interfering with a child's right to choose public education would be violating his rights and could be subject to prosecution. In Article 29, the American Bar Association treatise by Cohen and Davidson indicates this article would force the public schools of America to adopt federally prescribed curriculum content.
Federally prescribed.
That's right. That's right. Under the treaty, governments must enforce the right of the child to freely participate in cultural life and arts. Cohen and Davidson, again, in the American Bar Association treatise, indicate that Article 27 would require the United States to increase massive social welfare programs for children. They state the convention should be required as requiring the United States to move progressively towards child care, social insurance, parental support, and income maintenance policies and practices that ensure that every child in the U.S. has, in the words of Article 27, a standard of living adequate for the child's physical, mental, spiritual, moral, and social development. This is scary stuff, Dave.
Kevin, when it says that every child will freely be able to participate in life and the arts, that just sounds like they're able to go to the NAMBLA conventions.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that just sounds like the perverts want the kids.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Bottom line here, Dave, is the state knows best, parents don't, and parental rights are going to be abrogated right and left through the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child. Folks, tough times ahead, no question in my mind. There are tough times ahead for this nation. And if you believe in God, and you believe in God's Word, and you actually believe in raising your children, having lots of children, and raising them according to God's Word, folks, you may be threatened with imprisonment sometime in the future. Fortunately, there are parents who have the faith to remove their children from the status Platonic village, which, by the way, is going to burn out our civilization, as it always has. Hey, the Nebuchadnezzars and the Belshazzars of the world, they did burn out their empires, their civilizations, while at the same time they persecuted their Daniels. But God's people always came out the other side. And that's the point, my friends. If we got to hunker down and deal with the persecution that's coming by way of Hillary and those that support Hillary, so be it. Let's go to prison. Let's go to jail. That's all right. We'll do it for the cause of Christ. Hey, people have done that from day one. And I tell you, Dave, I think God's going to be testing his people. God's going to want us to stand up for what's right and to be willing to go through persecution for him.
It seems like the kingdom of God oscillates between width and depth, the number of people who would call themselves Christians and the depth of that faith. And it looks like we're probably going towards a depth phase now.
Yeah, I think so. And praise be to God for that. It's only going to strengthen the faith of the nation. Folks, let me just end with this particular exhortation. You know what? The question is, who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to Hillary in the village? Are you going to listen to Rousseau, who abandoned five of his own children on the steps of an orphanage and then went on and wrote the book on K-12 education for the modern age? Are you going to listen to Rousseau, or are you going to listen to God? God didn't leave his children on the steps of an orphanage. No way. God cared for his children enough to send his son to die for us so that we could be with him forever and ever. God is kind. God is loving to us. God says to us, hey, you teach your children while you sit in your house. It's not the village. It's not Hillary. It's not anybody else. It's you. God has assigned to parents to teach their children God's word as they sit in the house, as they walk by the way, as they rise up, as they lie down. It comes down to, who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust God, or are you going to trust these humanists that come up with this platonic approach to the paideia, or the raising of children? Well, let me encourage you to root your thinking in the Word of God, and that's really the substance of my book, The Second Mayflower. I go through the history of the development of the modern socialist state and Jean-Jacques Rousseau and some of the masterminds that created the world we live in today in my book, The Second Mayflower. I would encourage you to get a copy of this book. It's time for the frogs to know the temperature of the water that they sit in, and that's part of the point of the book, to establish a little bit of the history of how we wound up where we are today in a world where we are losing the family, we're losing the faith, and we are losing freedom. And hopefully you can get a copy of this book right now by calling 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK for your copy of The Second Mayflower, or just go online to my website, kevinswanson.com, and click on the front cover of the book, The Second Mayflower, on the front page of the website, kevinswanson.com. Get your copy of The Second Mayflower today. You have been listening to Generations, and you can interact with the program by emailing me at host@kevinswanson.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world, at kevinswanson.com. Get your friends and family members tuned into us at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we cast a vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in, and that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288. We want to thank Fast Track Steel Buildings for sponsoring Generations today. If your church or school is looking to expand, call Fast Track at 303-797-0991. They have buildings perfect for churches, gymnasiums, agricultural barns, riding arenas, and more. Call for a free brochure, 303-797-0991, and get your project started on the right track with Fast Track. 303-797-0991.
Hi, I'm Henry Reininga with Christian Leaders Institute. I would like to invite you to go to www.christianleadersinstitute.org and order a free book called The Spontaneous Spread of Home Discipleship Christianity. This is a book that helps you figure out how to get a plan to disciple your family. Go to christianleadersinstitute.org to get your free book about home discipleship.